Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, magnify the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Oh, let's magnify the Lord, for he is worthy. Our God is worthy. Yes, he is worthy to be praised. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is in Jesus' name that we come on this morning with a grateful heart and an attitude of gratitude. Father God, as we come right now, Father, we ask that you would forgive us for every sin of omission, every sin of commission. Father God, as we embrace the gifts of a brand new spanking day, a day that you have made from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, we rejoice in it. Father God, we ask that you would squash every satanic agenda, plot, plan, scheme, ploy, and contract that the devil has set up to come against us this day as we rise and we shine to decree and to declare that Jesus Christ is Lord. Father, we embrace the gifts of this brand new day and we thank you for it. Now we surrender the day back over to you that you will unfold this day according to your wisdom, your love, your grace, and your mercies. And we say thank you, thank you, thank you for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Thank you for all the ministry partners and their families. Thank you for all of our audience around the globe and their households. Father God, we want to say thank you for them. We ask that you would send your word and heal them of all their diseases. Those who do not believe, we pray, Father God, that they would obtain the faith, stretch their faith, Father God, to believe. And we say thank you and we bless you and we magnify your name henceforth, now and forever. Thank you, 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 thank you. Father God, unfold this day, amen, any kind of way you want to unfold it, and we are with you, and we say amen, amen, and amen. And as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And the church did say, amen, amen, and amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Top of the morning to you. Welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership with Jesus Christ is the King and Jesus Christ is the Lord. I am your host and your kingdom coach on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda. We want to welcome a big hearty welcome to all of our first-time listeners around the globe. Thank you for being here with you. Have indeed come to the right place at the right time. We invite you to have a seat at the breakfast table. Amen. A breakfast for champions is about to be served. And man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. So please enjoy your spiritual meal to the extent that you keep on, keep on, keep it on, keep it on, keep it on, coming on back, 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 back. Amen. And we blessed be the name of the Lord. We want to thank God for this Holy Week. Indeed. Amen. This Passion Week, as we reminisce the last days of Jesus's life when he was on planet Earth. And Jesus did come. Yes, he did. He stepped down 42 generations. Amen. Took on the robe of flesh and he came. Born through the Virgin Mary. Glory be to God. Lived 33 and a half years. Amen. Focused on the will of God for the glory of God. Hallelujah. Completed every assignment. Did not fail. Glory be to God. Went through hardships. Went through pain. Went through suffering. Amen. That he might die. Amen. And be resurrected with all power. Amen. And this is our Lord and our Savior. And we are proud and not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. Amen. To the Jew, to the Greek, to the male, to the female, to the black, to the white, to the rich, to the poor. It don't make no difference, lottie dottie and everybody. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen, amen, amen. This holiday here is the number one holiday This holiday is the number one holiday on the Christian calendar. Because, beloved, now some would argue with me and say, well, maybe Christmas when we celebrate his birth, glory be to God. But if Jesus hadn't come, if Jesus hadn't made a decision to come, if God had not given up his son and his son had not made a decision to come, there would have been no need for Mary to have a baby in a manger. You see? So for Mary to give birth to Jesus, we got to back it up, glory be to God, where there was a decision made for God to express his ultimate love to mankind. Oh, yeah, this is the greatest holiday on the Christian calendar. And we are glad to be a part of it. Amen. And if you're not, amen, we pray that you will. Amen. So glory be to God. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Yesterday, we let's go back 2 days. Glory be to God, reminisced Palm Sunday and what that was like for Jesus, amen, to ride into Jerusalem, glory, meek and lowly, on a donkey on the Sunday before his death. And so we talked about that a little bit. Glory be to God. Ah, my God. Thank God for the word. Amen. Yesterday and the day before, I don't know, we looked, thank God for the archives. You can always go back and pull them up. Amen. And we talked about Jesus' emotions, 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 emotions. Amen. We saw the anger, the righteous indignation of Jesus. Oh, yeah. God has emotions. Where do you think you get your emotions from? Beloved, you were made in the image of God. So if God, this is why you have all those creative juices, because God is creative. This is why you laugh, because God actually sits in heaven and he laughs. This is where you get your anger from, because God has righteous indignation. He tells us to be angry, but to sin not. And so we saw that expressed yesterday with Jesus cursing of the fig tree, glory be to God, and also with Jesus throwing folks out of the temple. Oh, boy, I would have loved to have been there to witness that one. I would have loved to have been there just hiding behind a pole somewhere peeping and say, ooh, look at Jesus. No, he didn't. But he's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. And God's still flipping them out. And so, beloved, amen. So we're headed towards, amen, the cross, amen, on Friday. We'll be, amen, talking about that. We also have our Good Friday services with our 7 speakers. We want to thank God for that tradition. Amen. Still very exciting, not worn out. And this is why the Holy Spirit led me to get some young blood. Because we definitely have enough ministers and people in our ministry that could elaborate, probably would have been happy to elaborate, but God said, get some fresh blood, get some young blood, let the young people tell it from their perspective, and young people listen to young people. Young people listen to young people. You hear what I'm saying? Glory be. If you want to draw some young people to your church, to your ministry, to your project, just get some other young people. That's all you got to do. Amen. And so we're looking forward to that. And so, beloved, as we're walking today, we know that before Jesus, amen, could complete his mission, Jesus had to be portrayed with a kiss. Be careful who kissing up on you. Hallelujah. Let us look in the scriptures on this morning. Amen. St. John chapter number 12, verse number 6. This he said, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and had the money box, and he used to take what was put in it. St. John chapter number 6, verse number 70. Jesus answered them, did I not choose you, the 12, and one of you is a devil? Luke chapter number 22, verse 3. Then Satan entered Judas, surnamed Iscariot, who was numbered among the 12. So he went his way and conferred with the chief priests and captains how he might betray him to them. Psalms 41 and 9. Even my own familiar friend in whom I trusted my bread was lifted up has lifted up his heel against me. Matthew chapter 20, verse 18. Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be betrayed to the chief priests and to the scribes, and they will condemn him to death. Matthew chapter number 26, verse 20. When evening had come, he sat down with the 12. Now, as they were eating, he said, assuredly, I say unto you, one of you will betray me. And they were exceedingly sorrowful. And each of them began to say to him, Lord, is it I? He answered and said, he who dipped his hand with me in the dish will betray me. The Son of Man indeed goes just as it is written of him. But woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been good for that man if he had not been born. Then Judas, who was betraying him, answered and said, Rabbi, is it I? He said to him, you have said it. Acts chapter 1, verse 16. Men and brethren, this scripture hath to be fulfilled, which the Holy Spirit spoke before by the mouth of David concerning Judas, who was a guide to those who arrested Jesus. And then Luke chapter 22, verse 48. But Jesus said to him, Judas, you are betraying the Son of Man with a kiss. Woo! And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. Betrayed with a kiss. Beloved, it is easy to overlook the fact that Jesus actually chose Judas to be his disciple. We may also forget that while Judas betrayed Jesus, all the disciples abandoned him. Like the other disciples, Judas had a persistent misunderstanding of Jesus' mission. They all expected him to make the right political moves. This is what happened on Palm Sunday. They was looking for a political ruler. But he kept talking about dying. They couldn't figure out why Jesus was talking about dying instead of talking about living. They just could not figure this thing out. And no doubt, beloved, they must have felt varying degrees of anger, fear, and disappointment. They did not understand why they had been chosen if Jesus' mission was doomed to fail. The exact motivation behind Judas' betrayal is unclear. We're not quite sure. Everybody has their opinion, but it's not clear. The scripture does not make it explicitly clear why Judas was the one to betray Jesus. But what is clear, beloved, is that Judas allowed his desires to place him in a position where Satan could manipulate him. Turn around and tell your neighbor this morning, say, don't be manipulated. Don't allow Satan to bamboozle you, hoodwink you, lead you amok and lead you astray. Don't be manipulated. Judas accepted payment, money. Somebody say, for the love of money. The Bible tells us the love of money is the root of all evil. I heard somebody, I hear people say several, even I hear Christians say, money is the root of all evil. The devil is a liar, and the devil's the father of lies. Money is not evil. How much you got? How soon can you get it over here? No, money is not the root of all evil, beloved, but the love of money is the root of all evil. And Judas allowed, and he accepted money to set Jesus up for the religious leaders. He identified Jesus for the guards in the dimly lit Garden of Gethsemane. It was dawn, it was night. You could hardly see. A lot of them didn't know what Jesus looked like. He said, don't worry, I'm going to point him out. How you going to do that? He said, I'm going to give him a kiss. Ooh, God. Ah, baby, be careful kissing up on you. You know what? I don't even need the kiss. No, thank you. A lot of these kisses people giving nowadays, boy, they need to go rent a room. All that slobbing and stuff and squeezing up on you and squeezing up on your breasts and all that and your private parts, that's nasty. And you see it happening all in the church. Talking about a holy kiss. You need to go somewhere and repent for that lust that's in your heart. Beloved, is it possible that Judas was trying to force Jesus' hand? Would Jesus now rebel against Rome and set up a new government? Because that's what everybody wanted Jesus to do. Get this leader out of the way. Arrest this leader. Fingerprint this leader. Mugshot this leader. Oh, say what? Say what? A leader? Mugshot? Fingerprints? Yeah. We need somebody up that's going to rule, that know what they're doing, that care for the people. That's what they wanted. See, so they were disappointed. And so it's possible that Judas would say, let me put a little pressure on Jesus and see what Jesus is going to do. Let me set Jesus up and see if Jesus is going to defend himself and take that royal seat. See, is it possible, beloved? We don't know. But whatever Judas' plan was, beloved, at some point, Judas realized that he didn't like the way that things was turning out. He just didn't like it. He said, nah, the hell to the no, this ain't going to work. I don't think so. Huh? Anybody ever feel like that? He tried to undo the evil that he had done by returning the money to the priest, but it was too late. I turn around and tell your neighbor, don't let it be said too late, too late. He took the money, but it was too late. Ah, my God, my God. He committed the sin, but it was too late. He did the do, but it was too late. He went there, but it was too late. Don't let it be said too late, too late, too late. The wheels of God's sovereign plan had been set into motion. Beloved, how sad that Judas ended his life in despair and apparently without ever experiencing the gift of reconciliation that God could have given to him through Jesus Christ. See, Judas could have repented. He didn't have to go out like that. Peter came back and said, shoo, let me get this thing straight. God, forgive me. Huh? The dying thief on the cross sin, he said, shoo, let me get this thing straight before I take my last breath. Hey, Lord, remember me when y'all get into a paradise. Judas could have repented. That's the sad part about it. But he chose not to. Historically, feelings towards Judas has always been mixed, beloved. Some people hate Judas because of his betrayal of Jesus. Some other people pity Judas, see, for not realizing what he was doing.
Some people have tried to make Judas a hero for his part in ending Jesus' earthly mission. Some others have even questioned God's fairness in allowing one man to bear such guilt. So there are many feelings, beloved, about Judas. But there are some facts to consider as well. Judas, by his own choice, betrayed God's son into the hands of soldiers. Nobody coerced him. Nobody bribed him. Nobody suggested. Nobody paid. He decided to take the money after he made the decision. He wasn't offered the money first and then made the decision. No, he made the decision first. So this is his own free will. We pick, we choose. See, the broad way or the narrow way, the high way or the low way. That's our choice. We choose if we're going to heaven or if we're not. We choose if we're going to live right or wrong. We choose if we're going to walk in light or walk in darkness. We choose if we're going to sin or if we're not going to sin. We choose if we're going to live holy or unholy. We choose. See, we have to take responsibility for our own choices. This ain't got nothing to do with your mama. Ain't got nothing to do with your spouse. Or had nothing to do with your pastor. This is something you chose to do. You went to that abortion clinic. This cut the crap. The devil made me do it. The devil ain't made you do a cotton picking thing. Especially if you born again. The devil can't make you do nothing. How the devil going to make you do something and greater is he that lives in you than he that lives in the world? Excuse me. Another thing, beloved, that we must consider is that he was a thief. Plain and straight up. Glory be to God, as we shared with you in John 12 and 6, glory be to God, and the scripture says, this he said, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and had the money box and he used to take what was put in it. He just dipped his hand in that money box and took out whatever money he needed. For whatever Judas was spending his money on, amen, he was carrying the bank. He had no reservations. Isn't that something? Isn't that something, how God allowed the thief to carry the money? Jesus knew that Judas' life of evil would not change. He already knew that, beloved. And this is why we, amen, see here in St. John chapter 6, verse 70, Jesus answered them and said, did I not choose you, the 12, and one of you is a devil? He knew. See, God already knows what you're going to do before you do it. It's not that God, amen, made Judas that way. It's that God chose Judas because God already knew what Judas was going to do. We ain't got time to get into all that right now, baby, but it is what it is. Judas, betrayer of Jesus, was part of God's sovereign plan because God already knew what Judas was going to do. God didn't say, well, I need somebody to betray Jesus, so you know what? I'm going to put it in Judas' heart so that Judas can be my pawn. No, God didn't do that. God, amen, because he is sovereign, amen, he looked in Judas' heart and said, you already got in your heart what I need. Because he already knew that Judas was going to do what Judas was going to do before Judas did it. In betraying Jesus, Judas made the greatest mistake in history. What was the greatest mistake in history? I think it was Hitler. I think it was this person. Nah. The greatest mistake in history was Judas' betrayal. But the fact that Jesus knew beforehand that Judas would betray him, beloved, does not mean that Judas was a puppet of God's will. Judas made the choice. So there's going to be many people in hell, more people in hell than in heaven. God didn't send nobody to hell. Don't you tell nobody that lie. It is not God's will that any soul should perish. God did not send anyone to hell. They in hell because they made the choice to be there. But God already knew what you was going to do before you did it. God knew what that choice would be, and he confirmed it. Judas didn't lose his relationship to destruction, beloved. Because hear me and hear me well, because Judas was never saved. I had a conversation with one of our partners a couple weeks ago, beloved. Judas was never saved. I don't understand. What do you mean? Everybody ain't going to heaven. But we went to church together, and we served together. We sang on the choir together, and they was preaching on Sunday, and they did so much, and they was feeding the poor, and they gave their body to be burned, and they gave, and I saw they put big time money in the offering, and but they was never saved. Judas walked with Jesus, and he was, now Judas walked with Jesus and he wasn't saved. Imagine what the other folks are, but that's not walking with Jesus. Judas was one of the 12, and Judas was never saved, beloved. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Saint John, Saint John, amen, chapter number 17, amen, glory be to God, verse number 12. While I was with them, I protected them and kept them safe. By that name you gave me. Now this is Jesus talking. None has been lost except the one doomed to destruction, so that scripture would be fulfilled. Judas was not saved, and God knew he wasn't. You see, beloved, God knows who's saved and not. I know you think that person's saved because they said they were saved. But God knows the heart of that person.
Well, I believed in my heart, and I confessed Jesus, and I say, yeah, but when was you converted?
Ah. Woo! Hush your mouth, Pastor Bradford. You meddling in my business now. When was you converted? When did you decide to follow Jesus in spirit and in truth?
Well, I ain't think it take all that, because I ain't think you ain't got to get all religious with this thing. Here you go. Glory be to God. Judas does us a favor if he makes us think a second time about our commitment to God and the presence of God's spirit within us. Beloved, are we true disciples? Are we? That's a question that you have to answer.
No. What you say? Pastor, you think I'm a true disciple? No, you answer. Are you a true disciple? You judge yourself. See? Yesterday, we talked about hypocrisy, the fig tree, why Jesus cursed the fig tree, because it looked like it was figgy, but it wasn't figgy. It looked like it was juicy, but it was juiceless. It looked like it was a Christian, but it wasn't a Christian. Are you a disciple? Judas looked like one, but because God knows the heart, he knew that Judas was not one. See, and we want to go to these funerals and put everybody in heaven.
Yeah, but let me tell you, there was an usher, yeah, and they was this, and they was that, and you never saw their heart.
Let your words be few, baby, and let the Holy Spirit direct you. You never saw their heart. The question this morning, are you a true disciple? Are you a true follower of Christ? Or are you an uncommitted pretender? That's what Judas was. He was not committed. He sold Jesus out for a dime. 40 pieces of silver. I don't even know what that's equivalent to in our times. Glory be to God. Let's just find out. Let's just in my closing here. Let's see what that's equivalent to. In today's time. In today's time, 40 pieces of silver is about $265 in today's time. That won't give you an Uber ride, amen, from Philly to New York. Round trip. Sure enough, ain't going to pay for your Easter outfit. Thomas, you get your outfit and your shoes and your little bonnet and your pocketbook and all that. If you need something, you got to put something with that $265. Huh? Glory be to God. Beloved, we can choose the spare in death, or we can choose repentance, forgiveness, hope, and eternal life. Judas betrayal of Jesus sent Jesus to the cross. Ah, come on, somebody. It sent Jesus to the cross to guarantee that second choice, which is our only chance. Because Judas, amen, betrayed Jesus, amen, and ushered his mission that he could fulfill the purpose in which he came. Glory be to God that because of his death on the cross, glory be to God, we can choose repentance. We can choose forgiveness. We can choose hope, and we can choose eternal life. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank God for Judas. Somebody say thank God for Judas. Beloved, when we sum up the total picture, glory be to God, we would encourage you today to take the kiss. Just take the kiss. You know it's a kiss of betrayal. Take it anyhow. Why? Because you're pushing me forward in my mission. You're pushing me forward toward my destiny. You're pushing me forward in the will of God. Glory be to God. I'll take the kiss. I'm not going to shun from the kiss. I'm not going to run from the kiss. I'm not going to turn my back on you. But just like Jesus did, I'm going to take the kiss. What you mean for evil, God has meant it for good. What you meant to take me down as Jesus went down, God is going to lift me up as Jesus got up on the third day. You can't hold my body down. You can't change God's mind for his destiny for me. So the only way I'm going to fulfill my destiny is by taking your kiss of betrayal, then kiss me and kiss me again. Kiss me on the left. Kiss me on the right. Kiss me in the lips. Baby, kiss me wherever you want to kiss me. Glory be to God. But I said I'm going forward. I won't turn back. I'm moving ahead. I'm going to complete the mission. Glory be to God. I'm going to keep my eyes on the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I'm going to finish my course. And if I got to go down the highway of being kissed by a betrayer, get your lips ready, baby, because I'm going to take the kiss. That God will be glorified. The will of God for the glory of God. Not my will, but God's will be done. And so be it. And so be it. And so be it. Yes, God. Will we accept Jesus' free gift? Or like Judas, will we betray him? Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. We have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. Ain't no turning back. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. Beloved, Judas was necessary for Christ's mission. Hallelujah. Judas is also necessary for yours. Just get yourself mentally set. Just get yourself prepared. Glory be to God. Yeah, the ones you think go with, be with you. You said, not them. I never expected this one to turn on me. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Psalms 41:9 says, even my own familiar friend, my bosom buddy. Come on now. Whom I trusted. We ate bread together. We went to Outback together. We was at the fine restaurants. We was at Chick-fil-A. We went on vacations together. Come on, somebody. We rode together. I would pick them up. They would pick me up. Glory be to God. We was friends. I lent them money. They lent me money. Oh, we slept in the same bed together. I slept at the bottom. They slept at the top. We shared the hotel room to share the expenses. Oh, yeah, this my friend has lifted up his heel against me and betrayed me with a kiss. We say we're going to take the kiss. Rejoice. Rejoice. When they start kissing up on you, just rejoice. Hallelujah. Because guess what? Judas' presence only confirms the upcoming manifestation of your victory. Ha! My God, sookie, sookie. Woo! Judas' betrayal only confirmed that the resurrection of the cross was around the corner. Somebody say, I'm coming up. Oh, glory be to God. I'm overcoming, and I shall prevail. Oh, my God. But before that happens, I got to take the kiss. Kiss me. Because when it's all over, I'm going to really give you something to kiss. In Jesus' name, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we bless you. We magnify you. We glorify you. You are God and you are God alone. Woo! We thank you, Father God, for Passion Week. We thank you for Holy Week. We thank you for what Jesus endured, what Jesus sacrificed, or the example that he set for us. Father God, his last steps were all steps of victory. It didn't look like victory, but it was victory. It looked like betrayal, but it was victory. It looked like pain, but it was victory. It looked like it was deceit, but it was victory. Woo, my God. Thank you. Thank you that whatever the devil means for evil, you have already turned it around for good. And we bless you and we say thank you. If you do not know Jesus Christ and the pardoning of your sins today, Judas was never saved. Beloved, this is why y'all hear me say quite often that there's going to be a lot of Christians in hell. And people look at me crazy and say, what that woman talking about? The reason it's going to be a lot of Christians in hell because anybody can say they are a Christian. But their heart has never been changed. They have never been made a Christian in their hearts. You can train your dog to say, I'm a Christian. That's why Jesus said, these people confess me with their mouth, but their hearts is far from me. They say they are a Christian. But Jesus said, when I look in their hearts, amen, I see Judas. Come on. Say, not me. Come on, come on. Make your calling and your election sure. Repeat after me right now. Father God, I come to you in sincerity, and I confess every sin of omission, every sin of commission. I ask that you would save me. I ask that you would forgive me. As I open my mouth and my heart in faith, and I invite Jesus and I accept Jesus to be my Lord and my Savior for eternity.
to come and live and rule on the throne of my heart, to call the shots in my life and help me to follow you every step of the way. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for erasing my name out of the book of death. And thank you that my name is confirmed in the Lamb's book of life. And to God be all of the glory. Ah,
thank you. Ah, my God, my God. Can't y'all hear the angels singing? Did anybody hear the angels but me? Did anybody hear the angels but me? My God, my God. Welcome to the family of God. Welcome, 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 welcome. God has been waiting on you. The kingdom has been waiting on you. We've been waiting on you too. Now, it's not the end. It's the beginning of your Christian walk. You're not going backwards, you're going forwards. Amen? And so you need a good church, a good ministry such as this ministry that's going to teach you biblical sound doctrine to help you to grow and mature into your full walk. Come on, let us hear from you at lifewordjesus.org. Lifewordjesus.org. Communicate with us. Send us out a letter in the mail, or email, telephone call, or text, whatever you want to do. Amen. We want to pray with you, pray for you, and send you out some materials to help you to grow into your full salvation. Amen. Hallelujah. Because God has need of you. All right. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Amen. We will continue in our Holy Week journey. Amen. Good Friday. Amen. Glory be to God. At 12 o'clock, we have our Amen 7 Last Sayings. Amen. You'll be able to find that on any of the social media links. YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Google TV, Apple TV, Roku TV, whatever you got. Amen. You'll be able to find our 7 last speakers. Friday night praise party. Some of you that haven't come to visit us all year, come on, come on, come on. This is one night you got to be there. Even if you don't stay for the whole 2 hours, amen, come on by. Sing, drop a song off. Come on, come on by, read a scripture. Come on by and say a prayer. Just come on by, amen, before you fall asleep. Amen, just come on by. Amen, 9 p.m. Amen, we'll be there, hallelujah, on our prayer altar telephone number. Our minister Thurman is the host. Come on, come on, come on. Good Friday. This is a good Friday. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. All right, I believe that is it for today. Visit us tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on social media at the morning altar. Amen. And we bless be the name of the living God. Father, we thank you for the souls that have given their life to you today. We thank you for us, Father God, that we're not going to sell out on you. Sometimes, Father God, the devil comes with temptations. Father God, through the lust of the eye and the lust of the flesh and the pride of life. And we must admit, we've been stunned from time to time. We've been paralyzed. We've been razzled and dazzled from time to time. But we thank you that we didn't stay there, and we're not going to stay there. Father God, we're going to keep going because we know that only what we do for Christ is going to last. And it's going to pay off because payday is just around the corner. And we thank you for our eternal life with you. No sad moments, no regrets. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Now we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. Father God, we seal this prayer by the word, by the blood, and by the spirit. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today as we go out. Father, we ask that you would squash and crush bad news, tears and sorrow, accidents, incidents, and calamities. In Jesus' name, we thank you. Our sister, Holly Felicia Richardson's house was not affected by that fire that took place a couple doors from her on yesterday. God, we say thank you. And we pray that nobody else was hurt. And we say thank you over and over and over and over and over again. Now unto him who's able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power both now and forevermore. And the church did say, amen, amen. And amen. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is the King of Kings. And Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. I love you, love you, love you, love you, love you. Amen. Take the kiss, saints. Take the kiss. It's part of your journey. It's part of your victory. It's going to be all right. Amen. Pastor Alfreda, Philadelphia. Amen. Signing out.
Yeah.